The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for making time to join us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about the science, the wonderful science of the body.
Yes, and it's amazing, the human body and how it operates. I mean, we take a look at the brain, you know, and it is far more sophisticated than any computer that has been created by man to date. And if you take a look at that brain, it has like 86 billion neurons in it. I mean, that's a fantastic number.
It's a huge number. In fact, it's a number that you simply cannot comprehend.
Exactly. But most of us don't realize that there's actually a second brain in the body.
No, there's not.
There is. Second brain in the body.
Where is it?
It's in the gut.
In your belly?
Yes.
Really?
It on its own. It has 100 million neurons, and they function. They can function independent of the brain.
Fascinating.
So it's known as the second brain in the body.
Okay.
So we start looking at the body. It gets very interesting. You take a look at energy fields. Now, like one of the energy fields we're most familiar with is the magnetic field around the planet.
Sure.
And we're all bathed in it every day.
We live in it.
Yes. Now, one of the technologies that we use at the Institute is thermography.
Right.
When thermography was first developed back in the 20s, they wanted to test it and isolate it from the magnetic field of the Earth.
Okay.
So all of the initial testing that was done for years was done in what's called a leaded grounded booth. And they had a radio in there, and they plugged it in. You couldn't hear anything because it was all shielded. Now, the problem was when they put the operators in to do the testing, if they kept them there any longer than 20 minutes, they collapsed.
Really?
Yes. The human body needs to be in that magnetic field. It can't function outside of it, you see.
Yeah.
We bathe in radiation. People don't realize this. People run scared of radiation. But what they don't realize that here in the United States, the states with the highest level of background radiation have the lowest incidence of cancer. In the provinces in China, provinces that have the highest level of background radiation have the lowest incidence of cancer.
Fascinating.
Yes. So on low, something that's very damaging on high levels, even fatal,
right,
it doesn't by definition mean that on low levels that it's even harmful. It may in fact be healthy.
Okay. For the body. I'm with you.
This is called radiation hormesis. And one of the foremost experts on this is actually at the Victoria University up in Canada. The EMF field that's created by the heart is actually 5,000 times larger than the electromagnetic field that's created by the brain. So when we take a look at the body, there's a synchronization and integration and communication that really facilitates this thing that we call health.
Okay, we need to stop. Define your terms real quickly. Those three terms, again, just real briefly, what they are.
Synchronization is how the various energy systems within the body, the EMF fields, etc., how they're actually synchronizing with each other.
Okay.
Integration is how the various systems support each other within the body on a physical level, not necessarily on an energy level.
Sure.
And then communication is what makes it all happen.
Sure.
It goes over the nervous system, but it also goes to some extent on a non-physical level as well.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so as we look at this, the wonder really is not why do we get sick. The wonder is how do we function for 75 to 100 years and have as few problems as we do.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So there's something that can put a major monkey wrench in this whole thing. And it's a compromise in that brain-body connection. The synchronization, integration, and communication starts having a little bit of a hiccup here, a little bit of a hiccup there, and things don't quite work the way that they did. And yes, they may be able to put a name on it. Maybe they won't be able to put a name on it. Maybe instead of trying to contain this with a disease care approach, you might want to take a look at it from a more global approach. Perhaps healthcare instead of disease care. Perhaps correction rather than containment.
In other words, instead of trying to contain the symptoms or treat them, you worry about, okay, what's the origin of this, and what can we do to the entire system to correct the problem?
Exactly. We have been trained and raised in a society to believe that we define health as being the absence of symptoms, and it's not supported by science. So instead of defining it as the presence or absence of symptoms, attacking and getting rid of it, why don't we look at the health systems within the body, the synchrony, the integration, mm-hmm. and find out if there's a problem there. And if we have no symptoms, let's correct that. Let's not wait until it's a problem.
Well, let's talk about the brain and body connection, because you and I talk about this a lot. But for those who are just joining us for the first time, what is the brain-body connection, Lee?
Well, The brain coordinates everything that goes on in the body, and it does so through a series of communications.
Right.
And you'll find that if you take a look at the head and the neck, mm-hmm. that's the Achilles heel. You've got the single most movable bone in the neck,
right.
And it's got this thing on the top called the head.
Right.
And if it's sitting crooked on the neck, then it's going to start compromising those communications.
And by the communications, you mean to the rest of the body.
Exactly.
Which is how we end up with all the various things that people come in with you, acid reflux, headaches, migraines, vertigo, sciatica, neuralgia, arthritis, all of those things, there's an impact on them from correcting the brain and body connection, because what are we doing?
There can be an impact depending
right.
upon what's going on. In other words, that compromise in the brain-body connection has the capability of creating each and every one of those things. But does that mean that it's a cure-all? No. No, but it helps a lot of people with those problems.
Absolutely, it does. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. Had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with the show. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., with me here today. Now, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Sue, one of your patients, in just a second. She travels a long distance, over 100 miles to get to you each
she
time.
She clocked it, and she's going to tell us about that, I think. But, yeah, comes from anacortis.
And my understanding is she suffered from the same problem that you had as a teenager.
Well, yeah,
refresh our memory.
Yeah, as we grew up, we had similar issues, and we were both diagnosed with scoliosis. Hers, much worse than mine, because she was actually put in a Milwaukee brace. And that's, it's a miserable thing. I mean, most teenage girls will not wear it. They
yeah,
take
sure.
them off.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk to her. Her name is Sue. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sue, let me start by asking you, why did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've had a lifetime issues with my back. I was born with fairly severe scoliosis and wore braces and whatnot when I was a child, and that was back in the 60s. And I was always told that I may have more troubles as I get older, and that happened. As I got into my 50s, I began to have problems. And right before I came in to see Dr. Yardley, for about a year before that, I was having pretty severe pain in my back, like spasms that felt like Charlie horse in my back, middle.
And this was in your middle back, wasn't it, Sue? It was higher up. It wasn't in your low back.
Right. It was higher up, like between the two wing bones back there.
Exactly.
Kind of right in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was pretty debilitating, where if I was up and moving around, I would end up on the floor pretty much instantly. It was like a real strong Charlie horse that would hit really fast.
Yeah, and you couldn't stand up straight for about half an hour after that, could you?
Right, and it was getting worse. It got to be where it was happening almost on a nightly basis, sometimes several times a night, and all it would take would be turning over in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Where at first, when it first started happening, it would be if I got up.
Now, but you'd had it for about a year before you came to see us, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were just kind of living with it, trying to put up with it, right?
Yeah, I was. I was hoping it would just get better by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting worse, so I figured I had better do something about it. I had been listening to your radio program for quite a long time, but I was also caring for one of my parents, who was requiring round-the-clock care, and it wasn't so easy to get away. And after my mom passed away, that's when I finally came in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, to go back to when you grew up, you had braces on, and you just kind of, you just slid right past that. But you had leg braces when you were really young, and then when you got older, you were put in a Milwaukee brace, which is a very sophisticated medical attempt at trying to treat scoliosis. It doesn't reduce the curve, but it is hoped that it will stop it getting worse. So, I mean, that's a big time. And you know, I was a scoliosis victim when I was a teenager, diagnosed when I was 14. So, you know, you and I both experienced that same thing together.
Yeah.
So, Sue, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a little bit nervous, so a little bit skeptical, because it just seemed too good to be true, everything that they said. When I got my first adjustment, I went to bed that night, and I didn't have any of those spasms, which was amazing to me. And honestly, I have not had one since then. So that problem was stopped instantly as soon as I got my first adjustment.
Amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty amazing, and I was telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. And this is almost 2 years later, because it was in March 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I still haven't had another spasm in my back.
Now, you work work as a checkout in like a grocery store, and so the use of your hands is very important. I think you were having some issues with that right wrist and hand as well, were you not?
Yes, I was. That was getting worse and worse also, and I hadn't really gone to pursue any treatment for that either, but that problem has also gone away.
Now, you play the piano, don't you? At least you try to when your hand's working right.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that was a problem. You're having some numbness in the right arm when you first get up.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that stuff is all gone now, completely, is that right?
It's all completely gone.
Wow. Wow.
It didn't go away as fast as the back spasm problem. Over a period of about a year, it got better and better, and it's gone now.
That is great.
Now, Sue, you told us that you were a little bit skeptical about going to see Dr. Yardley, that it might be too good to be true. So now that you've had the experience, what would you tell other people who are trying to make up their minds about whether or not they should go to the Yardley Institute?
I would tell them they have nothing to lose, because it's a simple procedure that Dr. Yardley does. There's no pain or discomfort involved. It's quick. The office is great. Everybody's friendly. Makes you feel very comfortable. And definitely don't wait like I did. Get in there right away.
Exactly. And you're not really close. You come to us from Anacortes, don't you?
Yeah, and when I look on my, I measured it one day on my my mileage.
Yeah, how far?
And I go 107 miles one way.
But it's worth it, isn't it, Sue?
It is. I would do it again.
Wow, Sue. That's quite the endorsement. Now, have you got anything else to add?
I just really think that people should check it out if they're at all interested, or they're having any kind of discomfort, or maybe they've been somewhere and haven't gotten relief, because it's really worth it. And it's so easy.
Well, Sue, I'm glad you came on and shared that with us. It's an inspiring story.
Yeah. My life is much better.
Great. You take care, and thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there were several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Call now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card, and that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here once again with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., of course, of the Yardley Institute. Before we go any further, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We know your time is valuable. It's a delight that you're here. Now, headaches, they plague some people. I despise them. I don't get them often, but when I get them, they are brutal. Dr. Yardley, we have one of your patients, Paul, is on the line with us to talk about his headaches and what you did to help him. Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us what you were going through.
I was having really bad headaches, some lower back problems, but the biggest thing, I guess, was my left hip. I had a lot of pain, and that turned into a plantar fasciitis thing in my heel, which the doctors couldn't seem to figure out how to fix. I was taking about 6 ibuprofen a day.
That's a lot.
Just about every day. And I've been listening to Dr. Yardley on the radio, and I finally said, well, you know, nobody else can help. So I went in to see him.
But before you went to the Yardley Institute for care, besides the ibuprofen, what else were you doing to manage the pain, Paul?
Well, I was doing massage. I had been to a fitness therapist and, you know, just trying to figure things out. I'd been going to chiropractor for 30 years, you know, and nobody could seem to get me the relief that I needed long term, and nobody could seem to help the hip.
Okay, so Lee, Paul came to see you, did the initial consultation. What did you find?
Well, we sat down and talked, and we talked about the very things that he's talking about now and, you know, what he'd been doing for it. He'd been going to a chiropractor and massage therapy and some other things. So we ran some testing on him. We ran some metrics to see what was going on, and we found that he was pretty crooked. I mean, he had one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. He was standing, tipped off to the left side. A good-looking guy, but boy, what a mess.
Paul, when they first did the measurements on you at the Yardley Institute, were you surprised by some of the things that they found?
I really wasn't surprised at the leg length. I was surprised at how far my neck was out and how my hips were twisted. That was quite intriguing to me.
You know, Paul, we often talk to people who tell us after they got their first adjustment, they could barely tell that anything happened. It was so gentle. What was it like for you?
I had heard that, you know, it was gentle and it was, you know, you wouldn't really even feel it. But, you know, having gone to other chiropractors, you know, I was expecting the crack and the pop. And it's like, come on now, do something. Because I felt nothing.
Right. But let's get to the crux of the matter. What happened a little while after that first adjustment?
Within, I would say, 48 hours, for the first time in probably a year, the hip didn't hurt.
Wow.
he had to have done something because the hip didn't hurt.
Now, Dr. Yardley, is that pretty common? People suffer from chronic pain and then they come and get their first adjustment and then boom, something big changes?
Often that's the case. We seem to be the place of last resort for so many of these people. But gratefully, a lot of them see changes pretty quickly.
Okay, Paul. So let's go through some of your health conditions and find out how you're doing now. How about those headaches? I know you had them for a long time.
The headaches are pretty much non-existent. I still do get them, but not nearly. You know, I would wake up every morning with a headache, and I'm not doing that anymore. And the lower back pain is gone, and the hip pain is gone.
The hip pain? Now, the hip pain was a big deal. Are you saying that it is completely gone?
The hip pain is entirely gone. I don't suffer from that at all anymore. It was kind of odd because, you know, you just wake up one day and you go, wow, that doesn't hurt anymore.
All right, let's return to the much-despised plantar fasciitis. Now, Dr. Yardley does his work up in the neck area, where in the brain-body connection, where the head meets the neck. Plantar fasciitis down there at the bottom of your foot. That's quite the distance. Were you surprised how one relieved the other?
You know, after going to Dr. Yardley, nothing really surprises me that it's connected, because there's other things that have changed in my body over the time that I've seen him that I would have never put together either.
And, Paul, do I understand that after you'd been going to Dr. Yardley for a while, you eventually convinced your wife that she had ought to go too?
My wife's been dealing with really bad headaches and hip pain and for a long time. And I kept telling her, well, go see Dr. Y. She just said, no, it'll go away. And, yeah, I did. She finally decided to go, and she's getting some good results.
So, Paul, it sounds like everybody in the family is rid of their headaches. That's a good thing.
Yeah, she'd had them for 35 years. So she'd had them for a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. And she has a pain tolerance like nobody I've ever seen. And the pain pills don't work on.
Mm. How long have you been married?
33.
They were there before you got married.
Yeah, well, that's what she says. She's nice.
Sounds to me like the quantity of ibuprofen taken daily has dropped precipitously between the two of you.
Well, we used to go to Costco and buy the, the 1,000-unit model. Between the two of us, we'd go through that in a couple of months.
Mm. Your kidneys are thanking you.
Oh, yes. Yes, my kidneys are thanking me.
So, Paul, what would you tell other people who have been dealing with chronic pain and trying to get rid of it? Would you recommend that they go to the Yardley Institute?
I would absolutely encourage them to go see him. I mean, I just wish I had done it sooner. You live with the pain, and you just to go to Dr. Yardley as a last resort is a sad thing.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, I wanted to talk about correction versus containment. I know this is kind of an important area, particularly at the Yardley Institute. What is the difference between them?
Well, most of us have been raised in a society where we've got two choices out there. We've got health care and we've got disease care. The problem is most of what we call health care is really disease care. It's waiting till we're sick, we're injured, we've got a problem. What are we going to do about it?
That sounds like we're moving towards containment in that case.
Yeah, if you take a look at it, it's all about putting a name on it. They put a label on it. You know, it might be acid reflux, or it might be MS, or it might be Parkinson. But they give a name to it. It's called a diagnosis. And then, in theory, what they're going to do is attack it and get rid of it. But regrettably, most of the time with chronic illnesses, we can't get rid of it. Most of the time with chronic illnesses, it tends to be more of a containment approach.
And we manage it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, a person has high blood pressure. Well, that's a bad deal. I mean, it could kill your kidneys. It could cause a stroke. So what do? You put it on blood pressure lowering medication.
Yeah, you're diuretic.
And that's a good thing. Except that when do you get to go off the medication and now no longer have a blood pressure problem?
Okay.
The answer is never.
So that's containment approach. Yeah.
Yeah. And that crosses all the healing professions. It's true of chiropractic. It's true of osteopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy. You take a look at it, and yes, each one has their own modalities, their own way of attacking these things. Mm-hmm. They have their areas where they can do a better job. But in the end, that's what they're doing. It's disease care.
They're containing it.
For the most part.
Okay.
Yes. So, healthcare is a different game. Healthcare is asking the question, why is the body not healing? First of all, it's predicated on the assumption that the default setting for the body is to heal itself. And therefore, if it's not healing itself, why is it not? That's a whole different question. It takes you down a whole different path and a different place.
And this moves us towards correction. So the question that you're asking is, what's getting in the way of the body doing what it is perfectly capable of doing?
Exactly. So what we do is we start exploring the body's healing systems. There's a series of control systems. There's a network of communication that really facilitates healing in the body. And this may not be anywhere close to where you perceive the problem to be.
Oh, you mean, okay, now we're starting to move towards what you do. Because you may have, say, for example, a lower back problem, but you treat it with the upper neck.
Well, exactly. Our approach is typically going to be where the control centers are, which is in that brain-body connection.
So you're saying that you don't necessarily treat the issue at the location of what you perceive the issue to be at.
Yeah, right. What we're not is a better widget to fix this or that. What we are is, let's look at the control systems that facilitate healing and find out what's not working right.
Okay.
You see? So it's like in your house. Now, let's say your toaster stops working.
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to say, maybe I need a new toaster.
Sure.
Is it plugged in? Is the plug turned on? You see?
Right.
Let's say the next day you walk in, the toaster's not working, but at the same time, the microwave's not working and the refrigerator's not working. Well, yeah, you could futz around in the kitchen if you like and try and figure out, but you might say, maybe there's a circuit breaker that's blowing. And I put money on it, you're not going to stay in the kitchen.
No.
You're going to go out to the garage. You may even go outside to find that circuit breaker, not even close to where, you know, you're perceiving the problem.
The assumption is when multiple systems fail, there is something controlling those multiple systems that needs to be dealt with.
This is so true of the people that I see. Many people come in with not one problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's one biggie that they're looking for help with.
Right.
But there's usually a syndrome, a series of things going on, seemingly unrelated. And if they've gone the disease care approach, and most have, mm-hmm. they've got and medicine's easy to pick on because we all have experience with it.
Sure.
But they got a drug for this, they got a drug for that, and they don't realize that there's a common cause that may be feeding a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, basically they're containing the different symptoms, but they're not actually eliminating them.
Right. A containment versus correction approach.
What's different about the Yardley Institute and what you do, Dr. Yardley?
Well, first of all, we limit our practice to that. That's why we are a healthcare institute. We go down that other path. That's the only path we go down.
You mean
down.
The path of correction.
Correction. Two, we deal almost exclusively with the brain-body connection, because this is where the control systems are to virtually everything that goes on in the body. And that's where we live. That's what we deal with, and that's what we look at when people come in.
So you probably have a good example of somebody that you've worked with in the past that had this kind of thing that contained several issues and then dealt with it through correction?
Interesting that you should ask me that. There was a gentleman that I've been taking care of,
mm-hmm.
and his mother passed away. And so his niece flew out from the East Coast for the funeral. She was going to be in town for 2 weeks. And he'd had such a good experience with us, and he's a really nice guy. So he actually arranged for her to come in those 2 weeks and see care with us.
Okay.
And she was in like her early 20s. She had skin conditions. She had digestive issues, a whole bunch of things going on. No one had helped, and she really didn't have any help, any hope that we were going to help her either. During those 2 weeks, though, there was such a profound change that when she returned to the East Coast and found that she had great difficulty finding anyone that could do this work, she was looking at relocating back to Seattle. Now, as it was, we were able to find someone in the East Coast, and she was able to continue the care that she started with us.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard. And the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley and he could see that I was in great deal of pain, and you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know, he's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Yeah. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, a condition that I've heard you talk about in the past, I guess you've seen it more than you used to see it, is neuropathy. And I'm a little bit confused about what neuropathy is exactly. Can you kind of fill us in on that?
Neuropathy is a condition that's usually manifest by pain, numbness, sometimes tingling. It usually occurs in the extremities, most often in the feet, and in the legs. Historically, it's been seen in people that come down with diabetes and occurs as a result of nerve damage. But as our population has been aging over the last 5 years or so, I've been seeing more and more people coming in that are non-diabetic, mm-hmm. that have been diagnosed with it. And regrettably, there's no solution medically for it. Medically, there's nothing they can do.
You mean some other doctor can't cure neuropathy?
That's exactly right. There's no drug for it. There's nothing that's going to fix it, you see.
Well, does your procedure cure it?
No, my procedure doesn't cure anything, but quite often when we reconnect the brain with the body, we find that the body's inherent healing ability, if the damage isn't too great, is such that these things begin to start changing in a very positive way.
Well, we have a good example of that. We want to talk with your patient, Ellen. She came in with some of these issues, didn't she?
She did. That's absolutely correct. And she, in a short period of time, saw some remarkable changes.
Well, let's talk to Ellen. One of Dr. Yardley's patients, Ellen Resilier, joins us from Federal Way. Hi, Ellen. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Well, it's great to have you on with us. Wanted to start by asking you, what was your situation before you met Dr. Yardley? Tell us about your pain, your condition.
Well, about a week before I came to see him, I fell because I have a bad leg, and I hit my head, or was going to hit it really hard, and I moved it, and I must have crinked my neck, and it just was really painful. And I had got a real bad headache, and my equilibrium was off, and I just felt terrible.
Did you have any problems with your walking after that, or your, you know, tingling or anything like that?
No tingling, but my equilibrium was, had to be really careful and hold on to my walker.
That must have been pretty scary for you.
It was.
So you went and saw Dr. Lee Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Yes.
Tell me what happened. What was that like for you?
Well, it was wonderful. After they got through with me, I felt much better. I still had a little, you know, not dizziness, but an equilibrium problem. And my head was still hurting a little, but after about the second or third, I can't remember now. Anyway, it was better, and I haven't had a bad headache since then.
Ellen, was it a difficult procedure? I mean, was it something where you felt, you know, that you were being dragged through this torturous experience?
I didn't even know they were doing anything. It was so easy.
Dr. Yardley?
Yes. Now, Ellen, a couple of things. Now, you had problems with ringing in the ears. You'd been having ringing in your right ear for about 6 months prior to coming to the Institute.
Yes.
And how's that been doing?
That's much better. Just once in a while, I don't know why, it just starts ringing, and then it it goes away. It's nothing like it was.
That's great. And then also you had numbness and pain in your foot, I believe.
My toes, yes.
Wow. And how's that doing?
I haven't had that since then I started coming to you either.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, and with that balance, you would sometimes feel like you were going to fall backwards, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's got to be scary. Really scary.
It is. It's very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, so let me ask you this, Ellen. You know, you're obviously in a position to recommend Dr. Yardley or not recommend Dr. Yardley's work to other people. Where would you come down on this? Would you recommend his treatment to somebody else?
Oh, I definitely will. I have.
Oh, have you really?
Oh, yes.
What is it about yes, of course, it releases the pain, and that's a blessing, but is there something else about the procedure or about the people that you think is noteworthy?
Well, they're all very, very nice, and I am so thankful to have this help, you know, feeling so much better. So I recommend them to anybody that... My daughter has migraines, and I keep trying to get her to go.
One of the things about Ellen is she's so bright and cheery when she comes in. She always has a smile for you, and we just love her.
Ellen, have you got anything else to add? How has this had an impact on your life? Are you out and about a little bit more than you were previously?
Well, yes. I'll go over to the mall and walk 2 to 3 hours about 3 times a week.
Wow.
And I got out and worked in the yard a little bit. I mean, I have a fence there I can lean on and pull a little few weeds. And I haven't done that for a long, long time.
Well, you got to help me out here. When you hit your head and we're in that situation, would you have been able to go for the walk in the mall or work out in the yard at that point?
Well, if I had my walker and if somebody was with me, I did a few things like that, but... not on my own. Now I go by myself.
So it sounds like you've been liberated, that you have more
exactly.
of an opportunity to live your life now.
Yes.
Well, that is just a great thing. Thank you for making the time to talk to us this morning.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Thank you so much, Ellen. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Dr. Yardley.
You take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's amazing, Dr. Yardley, how your procedure can help someone, apparently of any age.
I see so many people that think that, well, I'm too old to be helped. And when I see people coming in that are 80s, even 90s, and they're not saying die, they've got this problem and they want a solution for it. And it's amazing the ability that the body has of healing itself, regardless of age.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org. Yardley Institute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here from the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about traumatic brain injury. We're hearing a lot about this these days in football circles in particular, the NFL, certainly in college and the high school level. It is much more prevalent, and certainly the talk about it is than it used to be. And are you saying that you can help with traumatic brain injury?
Well, I certainly think that the awareness is increasing, although I still don't think it's reflective of its prevalence in our society. I mean, 1.7 million people a year are actually consulting a doctor to get help with this. But traumatic brain injury is so multifaceted that there are aspects of it that just don't get addressed.
Can you give us sort of a quick encapsulated version of what it is?
TBI generally is characterized by a closed head injury. In other words, there's damage to the brain, the soft tissues in the head. There may or may not be damage to the bones and the structures in the head itself. And it can be very serious. It can be fatal. The problem with it is this. Initially, a lot of the initial protocols, the emergency first aid procedures, are life-saving. And then it moves into a rehab process. And as important and as valuable as all those things are, what they don't address or don't have the capability of addressing is that often with these injuries, there is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Let's talk about what a TBI does to people. I mean, when somebody, what kind of impact does it have, like on your relationship? What's the reaction?
It affects people in profound ways. Often memory is compromised. I have people coming in with notebooks writing down everything that's being said because they know that their short-term memory are not going to retain it. There's often personality changes. It's rare that a marriage will survive a TBI because they're now living essentially with a different person.
And so oftentimes anger issues, right?
Anger issues come out a lot. I was at one TBI group meeting and one of the big issues for them was, we look normal, but we're not. And people think we're normal, but they don't know that we're not. And this is very difficult for the people that are living with this.
Gabrielle Giffords went through this.
She did, and hers was as a result of a gunshot wound. Fortunately, most are not. Another person was Dave Dewison, a football player,
yes,
committed suicide and then left his brain to science to evaluate the effects of TBI as a result of playing gridiron.
So most doctor's offices can deal with this, deal with TBI. They have the gear, right? They're set.
Well, if you were to sit through some of these groups of people that have survived TBI, you would find that there is a lot, as much wonderful stuff as that's done to save their lives and help rehabilitate them. You would be amazed with the residuals that they're left with as a result of the injury.
So the focus of the average doctor is on what?
It's on the brain injury itself and then rehabilitating the effects of the brain injury. What it often does not, in fact, I don't think it does, include is evaluation of the brain-body connection. And the reason I say that is because it's very difficult to sustain a TBI without there being a significant disruption in how the head is sitting on the neck. And the structures wrapped around that very top part of the neck are almost never evaluated beyond determining if they're fractured.
You got a story to tell me, I think. His name was Bert.
Bert was a gentleman that came to see me probably a good 10 to 12 years ago. He traveled from the peninsula. And he had an interesting story because 20 years before presenting in my office, he had been involved in a motorcycle accident, which resulted in him flatlining, which means he was dead.
Right.
They were able to revive him, and he spent the next 8 weeks in a coma. He pulled out of it, and he was a musician by profession, but his challenge over the next 20 years was he could not maintain a relationship. And this was all about the fact that there were anger issues that would come up and that they would scare away his partners.
Okay.
Now, the issue for him was not that he was angry at them or he was dangerous or he hurt anyone. It wasn't that at all. A lot of the anger came from the fact that his brain just wasn't syncing the way it had done in the past. He'd get confused, he couldn't understand it, and he'd get upset because of that. So this was the situation when he came in to see me, and we found a compromise in his brain-body connection, and I shared with him I felt that that could certainly help. So he underwent some care with us, and it culminated nine months to a year later. He comes in, and he's got this beautiful lady with him, and he introduces me to his fiance. And actually, my understanding is he went on and got married, something that would not have been possible if he had not got that brain-body connection corrected.
So, but now, wait a second. You're not telling me that what you do cures TBI. If somebody has a traumatic brain injury, you're not going to cure that.
No. If this permanent damage, it's exactly that. It's permanent. But I would argue that not uncommonly, the symptoms people are left with after their rehab may actually still be correctable by correcting the brain-body connection. So they're there not because it's permanent, but because there's still a part of the problem that's not been addressed.
So by restoring the brain-body connection, what are you doing? Helping the body to cure itself?
That is actually correct. We're repositioning the head on the neck so that the communication signals are now enabled to be intact and communicate the way they're supposed to. And then the body is given the ability at that point to heal itself, or it can heal itself in ways that it couldn't before.
And Bert's case is not an exception?
It's not. Often the personality changes, the anger begin to improve. Oftentimes a lot of the muscle spasms and tensions through the body begins to improve. What doesn't improve, based on my experience, tends to be the memory.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more.